T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jetta Cameron, Joe Giglio in for Richie today, 94 WIP. Our Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, where you must be 21 to play. Today's question, who are you more concerned about long-term? A, Rhys Hoskins, or B, Scott Kingery? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's go out on the Sports Skeleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Sports Skeleton at 800-JUSTICE. We'll talk to them about Carson Wentz. But we'll also just start with what is going on with the Eagles. I mean, it's all behind closed doors. This is a different kind of training camp, to say the least. And for more on that, we are joined, of course. You can follow his work at 94WIP.com/GoBirds, the Go Birds page on our website, Mr. Elliot Shore Parks. What's up, Elliot?
What's going on, guys? Football feels just dangerously close. I'm very excited for it.
Well, it's awesome. Elliot, just for those of us, and I'll admit I'm one, kind of a little lost on the procedure of what the Eagles are dealing with these days. They're not practicing, right? They're not actively practicing in pads. Like, what stage are they in? When does the next stage jump to, you know, when does the next stage happen?
Yeah, so currently, and I guess for about maybe a week now, maybe a little over a week, they've been able to hold hour-long walkthroughs on the field. So that's, you know, the full team, I'm pretty sure Doug's not there, but the coaches are there. They can go over the plays. They can have walkthroughs. Starting tomorrow, I think they can ramp it up a little bit. They're still not wearing pads, but I think they can start to pick up the speed a little. And then the 17th, so next Monday, is when training camp really gets underway. That's when they'll start having the practices that we consider training camp. And they're going to be intense. They'll have the pads on. They probably won't hit day one, but I'd imagine there'll be a fair amount of hitting starting on the 17th.
Have they been giving updates on Doug Peterson's likely return date, or is that just shrouded in an unknown?
Well, because he's a head coach, although he follows the same procedures as the players do, I don't think they have to give updates. And honestly, with the COVID situation this year in general, it's not like the concussion protocol. It's not like a general injury. They're not allowed to give updates. Like, that's it, the player's personal information. So we have not heard anything about Doug. I think it's been close to 10 days since his first positive test. So I would imagine he's close to returning, and I would think he'd be on the field come the 17th.
All right, Elliot, we've heard from a variety of players, some Zoom calls over the last few days. What has stood out to you that has been said publicly by any member of the organization as the most notable thing so far?
Yes, we've talked to a lot of guys. Zach Ertz, I would say, is probably the highlight at this point. Zach talked about his contract situation. As we know, Travis Kelce and George Kittle are probably going to be getting extensions with their teams relatively soon. I think Kittle could happen pretty soon, and I think you'll see Kittle get around $15 million a year. Zach Ertz said he thinks he's in the class with them. He said he wants to retire, a member of the Eagles. It's the only team he wants to play for. But, he does want to be fairly compensated. And I think if the whole COVID situation did not happen this offseason, you probably would have seen Zach Ertz's contract be a bigger deal, whether either in the form of him being paid or potentially him, holding out or something like that, because I think his value is at an all-time high. So Zach talked about that, talked to Darius Slay yesterday, just talked about how excited he is to be here. He talked about how, compared to Detroit, he didn't use those words, but basically what he meant was, compared to Detroit, they treat him like a grown man here, and it's fun here, and he's enjoying football again. So Darius Slay seems to be happy to be an Eagle and not part of the Lions anymore.
Ellie, a surprise transaction I saw, was it Sunday? Jatavis Brown, a linebacker the Eagles signed over the offseason from the Chargers, abruptly retired, 26 years old. I don't think anyone's losing sleep over him not being on the team, but it does take another body away from the linebacker room, which Elliot, I think if you lined up every Eagle linebacker in Marin Markets right now, I don't know if people would realize they're the Eagles linebackers. I mean, it's maybe the most nondescript position group in the NFL. Is this a big deal? What do you make of the whole Jatavis Brown thing?
Well, Jatavis Brown, I didn't think he was going to make the team. When I did my 53-man roster, I did not have him on the team. Now, he was a priority free agent signing. I think they were hopeful for him. But their luck with linebackers recently has frankly been abysmal. So, you know, even just because they've signed a linebacker doesn't mean he was going to make the roster. When you talk about the linebacking core as a whole, I'm in the minority where I'm not really that concerned. I think Nate Gary is a good linebacker. I think T.J. Edwards can step in and be good against the run. And let's be honest, they're not going to play many linebackers. They're going to play a lot of defensive backs, especially this year with all the position versatility that they've talked about. Guys like Will Park, Kayvon Wallace, Cravon LeBlanc, Nickell Roby-Coleman, they're going to be on the field over a lot of these linebackers. So in the situation where they have to go heavy and they have three linebackers, I think T.J. Edwards is a really good run defender. I think Sean Bradley out of Temple can come in and play well against the run. So, yeah, is it, you know, are people on Market Street going to recognize them? No. Are they going to be Pro Bowlers? No. But I think the linebackers are going to be okay.
Yeah, well, I'm worried about it, Elliot. But you know what? Here's the thing that could carry things. If the offense is better, if Carson Wentz is better. So let's bring in the conversation we've been having today. Joe and I don't usually get to work together, so we decided today to talk to the people about how we feel about Carson Wentz. We know you're generally on our side of this thing. So right now, Elliot Shore Parks, how would you define Carson Wentz? What is he?
I think he's a good quarterback. I think that's what he is. I mean, I've been listening to your show. I think a lot of your callers have made some great points. I think what really the deal with Carson is entering his, which is wild, I think his fifth season.
Yep.
He can make plays nobody else can. That throw to Miles Sanders, amazing. And I can see why on a national level there would be a lot of optimism about Carson. But when you watch every one of his snaps, what I want out of a quarterback is consistency, dependability, and someone I know can win the big game for me. 4 years into his career, I don't think Carson checks off any of those boxes. He's inconsistent. He's had trouble staying healthy. And that game against Dallas was big. Absolutely. I give him credit for that. But still no playoff win. So is the raw talent there? Yeah, it's there. I think Carson, you know, can make plays nobody else can. But he has to become more consistent before I consider him an elite-level quarterback.
Elliot, I ask this to people every once in a while. I'm just curious your opinion as someone who grew up around here. Why do you think others fail to see that?
I think the idea of Carson not being good is terrifying to the fan base. I think, like, he was – you know, he came in 2016, number two overall pick. They hadn't invested that much in a player. And let's be honest, the quarterback position is the most important position in Philadelphia, without question, by a mile. So when they took him at number two overall, he came in highly hyped. And then in 2017, he was amazing. I mean, I've been in the city my whole life. I can't remember the last time an athlete had that type of hype that quick. And so for things to go the way they are, the idea of Carson not being who he looked like he was early in his career, I think it's just terrifying because if he doesn't work out, yeah, now they have Jalen Hurts, but if he doesn't work out, it's a major blow to this franchise.
Yeah.
They've invested a lot in him. They've paid him a lot. So I think it's just scary to think it might not.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here, Joe DeCameron, Joe Giglio. Elliot, this time of year, and I don't mean August per se, I mean before a season starts across all four leagues, is a fascinating time to hear what players say because it gives you a window into what coaches have told them. I know Carson has talked this offseason of some of the Zoom calls about the need for him to be a better protector of the ball in the pocket. What else has he said that has stood out to you that gives you a window into the coaching, you know, things that Doug Peterson is saying to him, how he can be better?
So I'll be completely honest. We've only got to speak to Carson once in the last, like, 3 months. But the time we did talk to him, yes, there was talk to the fumbling, and that's something he needs to improve. He talked about the fact that this offense needs to become a 4-5 play drive for a touchdown offense instead of 12 or 13 plays that they were last year. And so getting the ball down the field, I think, is going to be a big part of the offense this year. At least they're going to try to make it. But really what I think the biggest change is going to be, and Carson has touched on this, Carson's going to be outside the pocket more. They brought in Rich Gangarillo, who specializes in that. Marty Morningwig does as well. Carson's talked about learning the offense, working with those guys, getting on the same page. And Carson's at his best outside the pocket. He's not an accurate passer from inside the pocket consistently. When Carson's on the move, he can be that special player that, you know, we all kind of hope he can be. So I think he's talked and said that he's excited to get out on the move some more.
Elliot, great stuff, man. We look forward to a season of Eagles football ramping up next week. And great stuff as always, man. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, talk to you guys next week.
Thanks. There he is, Elliot Shore Parks. You know, Joe, that last point from Elliot at the end, and by way of what Carson has said, that to me is about the most fascinating thing I'm looking forward to seeing with this 2020 Eagles offense, whether they do unleash Carson from the start of the season, mobility-wise, both in play design and the, hey, Carson, if it's not there, you've got the green light to be a little bit more apt to run. Because there is no doubt, in my opinion, I mean, I can't imagine that there's an Eagles fan out there, even the biggest Carson fan, there's no doubt, in my opinion, that anyone would agree that he is at his best when he is utilizing his legs either by design or improvising. He did that in December. He did not do that nearly as much September through November. I understood why, because I think they were trying to keep him healthy after 2 years in a row when he'd been injured. 2 years in a row he'd been injured. But the question is, do you think they really unleash him week one? Or do they wait until, like it was in December last year, desperate times call for desperate measures?
Yeah, I don't believe they're going to do it full-time because I think they're still worried about getting him hurt. I'll make a cross-sport comparison, Joe, and I agree with you, and I think everyone probably feels the same way. He's better outside the pocket. It's almost like, you know, watch a shortstop or third baseman, and they, when it's a tough play, when they're charging a ball, they can't think about it, they make a perfect throw. Yep. They set their feet. It's an easy play. They throw it high. They throw it low. That's what he is. Like, I don't know why, but when he is on the move, he throws seats, and then when he's in the pocket, it's like, I don't know what's going on there. He's better outside the pocket.
James,
you need to do it.
You agree with that?
Oh, my. Yeah, he's absolutely better outside the pocket.
Because, you know, Richie will fight me on that, which
I
understand.
Agree with
that. I don't understand.
I don't think there's any question. It's blatant. He's definitely absolutely better from outside the pocket.
And you agree, because, James, you agree, because John has fought me on this one also, that they unlocked him last December by either by design or the pregame, hey, Carson,
yeah, look, that's what Ike's whole thing is about. The Let the Bronco Buck is all about let Carson Wentz be Carson Wentz. Let him do the things that make him great outside the pocket, moving him around, letting him freelance. That's why he can be great.
Yeah. Ike's right about that.
He is. Now, there's a risk that comes with that. There's no doubt. And look, we've seen outside the pocket or in, we've seen Donovan get hurt multiple times. We saw Randall get hurt multiple times. I mean, the two big ones. And we saw Michael Vick get hurt multiple times. I'm talking about athletic guys, and there's no doubt Carson is a major plus athletic quarterback. You want to try to balance it. Steve Young, Russell Wilson, in my opinion, found the balance better than any quarterbacks ever.
I think particularly Russell Wilson. I've never seen anyone who is so great at not taking hits, and when he does take hits, landing softly, finding ways to cushion the blow. Russell Wilson's a master.
Russell's never missed a game. I don't think he's ever come close to missing a game.
It's incredible. I mean, he slides. You know, he'll scamper downfield for 12, 13 yards and slide. I mean, he and that's where you want to see Carson develop more. Listen, part of a quarterback's job, frankly, part of it, is keeping himself healthy. I mean, it's more important for the offensive line to keep him healthy, but the quarterback has a role in that as well. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, Joel Embiid. Wow, how about this? On J.J. Redick's podcast this week and saying some big stuff basically about how disappointed he was, you can tell, with the Eagles, with the 76ers' offseason moves prior to this year. You can tell that Embiid was really bummed the way things went down personnel-wise. What Embiid had to say on the podcast, you'll hear it next. We'll rock all the calls. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie out today. It's Gilio in for John on 94 WIP.
Sports are finally back, and I've been taking in all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook, a partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's incredible to have everything going on at once. We had all that time without sports, and now NBA, PGA, MLB, playoff hockey, all back at the same time. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app, and here's why. The app is super easy to use. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or new to the wagering, you'll find what you're looking for in just a few taps. And once you win, FanDuel pays you out in as little as 24 hours. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook will let you place your first bet risk-free. Just place any bet you want and get up to $500 back if you don't win. Here's one I did last night. Bryce, the slugger here in Philadelphia, plus 430, super boost, hit a home run, boom, first inning, and my cash was there fast. This week, here's one for you. If you place a pregame money line wager on any baseball team, as long as they're leading after the seventh inning, you get a refund up to $50 in site credit if they lose the game. That one seems like a smart kind of bet to make right here with our team in Philadelphia. FanDuel.com/Giglio to get started. So now I say that's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.